President Trump came to the White House from the business world and has recently fired Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, was the CEO of Exxon. We've also seen Mitt Romney work in the corporate realm and also serve as a governor. Ross Perot from the early 1990s is another example. But does the transition from business to government really work, and who's more likely to make a true success of it? I'm joined by John Paul Rollert to talk about that. He's an adjunct assistant professor at the University of Chicago's Business School. John Paul, what are some qualities that come to mind for you when we think about business people who've successfully moved into the world of government?
Well, I think that those who are most successful in making the transition from business to politics, or in the case of someone like Rex Tillerson, an appointment at a federal agency, try to figure out how what they've done well in the private sector translates into the public sector. They don't take for granted that they can import all of the skills that they have, but they try to figure out ways in which the qualities of good management, good organization, competency, efficiency can be brought to bear within the public sphere. And they recognize that when you're dealing with an institution whose aim is not necessarily profit, as it would be in the case of, say, an Exxon, you have to figure out ultimately what you're working toward, because it's not necessarily cutting costs or reducing profits. It's trying to better serve a group of people.
And Rex Tillerson's example, when it came to going to the Secretary of State's office, or the State Department rather, it appears that what he went in to do is based on what you cite, that he sort of went in almost insulting government and feeling like, well, government efficiency is not really something that government knows anything about, but with all my experience with Exxon, for one, I know how to bring this to bear. Is part of it that government is one of the, we used the example of the big cruise ship that has to be turned around slowly? Or as part of it, they're just really not that compatible in terms of what the goals are.
Well, I think in the case of Rex Tillerson, on the one hand, you had someone who'd had tremendous success in the private sector at Exxon, one of the largest companies in the world, tens of thousands of employees, and came into the office wanting to figure out how he could bring in that experience that he had formerly had, but also it seemed with a belief that government by its very nature was inefficient, and that job one should simply be that of, say, an efficiency expert who would come in and cut costs and reorganize matters. And that was given a greater sense of urgency by the fact that he essentially had a mandate from the Trump White House to cut the budget of the State Department by nearly a third. So if you take someone who thinks that the best thing the government could benefit from is efficiency, and then you're given the mandate of efficiency or at least cost cutting by the powers that be that you're accountable to, you have a situation where Rex Tillerson is very much like a hammer, and everywhere he looks, he finds nails.
Now, President Trump's style as a businessman, quite different, and we're seeing that in the White House, the way he goes about his business as well. Is it possible the person who's from the CEO position really expects success after a certain number of decades and gets frustrated when people in the House or Senate actually disagree with him and don't do what he wants?
Well, a lot of it probably depends on the nature of the business person you are. If you're someone in finance, you're probably only accustomed to dealing with a smaller, carefully circumscribed group of people. If you're someone like a Donald Trump, who's run a family business for years, you're not accountable to shareholders. At least in the case of someone like a Rex Tillerson, for over a decade as CEO of Exxon, he was ultimately accountable to shareholders. And while there isn't, I would say, an exact parallel between shareholders and voters, I think the more you have a sense that there's a constituency you have to satisfy, probably the better prepared you are for the demands of government, where you don't simply get to make things up as you go along or call it like you see it at all times. Any decision you make has to be made with an eye toward the concerns of another kind of constituency. If you're Donald Trump, you've been leading a constituency of one for 40 years yourself. And so whenever you deal with the kind of pushback that he has to deal with from, say, the Congress, it's something that he is totally unprepared for in light of the very business he's done. Rex Tillerson, I would suggest, is probably better prepared by virtue of running a public company, but I still think confusing profitability with the aims of ultimately what it means to be the head of the State Department, that confusion is something that dog-legged him from the very beginning.
Is the CEO as elected official something that is cyclical in some senses? Based on what President Trump has done, is there any reason to think that the presence of Trump, as far as the businessman as president or businessman as elected official, is going to change how people look at that? Or is he just such a unique case, it's sort of hard to say that's going to be a trend one way or the other?
Well, Steve, I actually think you put your finger on precisely what is going to be litigated in a post-Trump era with respect to the notion of CEO leadership within government. And that is, do we look at Donald Trump as an example of what can go wrong when someone tries to make the move from business to government, generally speaking? Or is Trump just so particular and eccentric and distinctive that it's hard to generalize more broadly? My hunch is that even people who might try to make an argument like that are going to have a tough time with the fact that Donald Trump seems to have staffed the federal branch with a lot of successful business people, and the track record thus far doesn't seem especially promising. I do think that is something that we are going to end up fighting about, among other things, after the Trump administration. But certainly for those people who are a little bit suspect about the ability to transfer business service into government service, I think they'll probably have a stronger hand than those who sit on the other side of the matter.
John Paul Rollert is an adjunct assistant professor at the University of Chicago's Business School.